What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Gumbo Mix. My name is D. Dwayne, and I'm about to make you some of my best gumbo filled with the greatest music from back in the day. There's no telling what you might hear in this gumbo, but every ingredient is important to the overall mix and is sure to please your musical palate. Let me turn the stove on and bring the heat up as you enjoy this batch of D. Dwayne's Gumbo Mix. Now, this gumbo starts off with a song that has always packed the dance floor. George Clinton took funk to another level when he and the P-Funk gang, Funkadelic, recorded and released this 15-minute funk anthem. Not Just Knee Deep features George Clinton on vocals, Judy Morrison on keyboards, and Bootsie Collins on, no, not the bass, get this, he's on the drums.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
The girl's a freak, the girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't funky no
more.
Turn me on and out and all about
Our next ingredient, Atlantic Star, got their start in Greenboro, New York. In 1977, they moved to Westwood, California and performed on the nightclub scene, building an impressive following. Trumpeter and music executive Herb Alpert signed them to A&M Records, where in January of 1981, they released their third album entitled Radiant. Reaching the number 5 spot on the R&B chart, here's Atlantic Star and When Love Calls on The Gumbo Mix. This next band also went to California in search of their big break. Originally from Tri-State, Ohio, when I first saw this band live, they were called the Ohio Lakeside Express. Well, eventually, they changed their name to Lakeside and hired promoter Dick Griffey as their manager. Their biggest hit was Fantastic Voyage in 1980, but my next ingredient calls for 2 tablespoons of Something About That Woman from their 1982 Your Wish Is My Command album. My name is Dee Duane, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix. The gumbo's on the stove now, y'all. But you know, the Dramatics originally formed in Detroit in 1964, recording as the Dynamics in 1965. The Dramatics were signed to Stax Volz Records in 1978. However, the group did not get their breakthrough until their 1972 album, What You See Is What You Get, dominated the R&B charts. Fall in Love, Lady Love is one of my favorite songs from that album.
In a cloud, how can you see that I'm in love with you? If you just walk on by.
Wind and Fire is one of the most successful R&B funk bands in history. They have received 6 Grammy Awards and have sold over 100 million records, making them one of the world's best-selling bands of all time. In January of 1976, they hit the number one spot on the R&B chart and stayed there for 2 weeks with Sing a Song. You're listening to The Gumbo Mix right here on thehot12.com. Now it's time to add our old school spotlight to the mix. It's time to crank up the Wayback Machine. Otis Redding was born and raised in Dawson, Georgia, to gospel singer Otis Redding Sr. and housekeeper Fanny Redding. Otis left school at the age of 15 to support his family while working with Little Richard's backup band. It was just by a fluke and a lot of good luck for Otis when in 1962 he was given an opportunity to record for Stax Records in Memphis. When Stax owner Jim Stewart heard Otis sing, he immediately signed him to the label. In late 1966, Otis Redding recorded tracks including Try a Little Tenderness. The song had previously been recorded by Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. The publishers unsuccessfully tried to stop Otis from recording the song from a quote-unquote Negro perspective. Today, it is often considered to be his signature song. Jim Stewart has stated that if there is just one song, one performance that really sums up Otis and what he's about, it's Try a Little Tenderness. He goes on to say that his performance is so special and so unique that it expresses exactly who he is. My name is Dee Dwayne, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix right here on thehot12.com.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah, yeah. But it's all so easy.
One of a kind, Mr. Otis Redding on our old school spotlight. The Gumbo is looking pretty good, y'all, but you know what? In 1978, nobody was smoother than Teddy Pendergrass. Teddy got his start as lead singer for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. When he released his second album, Life is a Song Worth Singing, it became an unexpected smash hit, reaching number 11 on the U.S. pop chart and number 1 on the R&B chart. The album was nominated for an American Music Award for Favorite R&B Album in 1979. One of my favorites from the album is When Somebody Loves You Back.
It's so good loving somebody, and that somebody loves you back. To be loved and be loved in return, it's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good, good loving somebody, that somebody loves you back. It's so good needing somebody, that somebody needs you back. We can build a world of love, a life of joy. Each other's happiness. I will do for you anything that I can. Oh, every day I wanna do a little more, do a little more, just a little bit more. It's so good loving somebody, that somebody loves you back, and that's a fact. It's so good wanting somebody, that somebody wants back. Said it's so good. Oh, to be loved and be loved in return, it's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good loving somebody, and somebody loves you back, and that's a fact. It's so good needing somebody, and somebody needs you back. Send me 30, now 64 now. Talking about a 50-50 love. Said it's so good loving somebody, and somebody loves you back. Yeah. Said now send me 30, now 64 now. Talking about a 50-50 love, yeah. It's so good, good loving somebody, that somebody loves you back. It's so good, good. I'm so glad that there's you. I've experienced over and over again where I've given 80% and she's given 20%. Or she's given 70% and I've given 30%. But you just don't know how it feels to have somebody that you can share your whole life with. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road. I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. I don't know when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have.
Another Dick Griffey group was Midnight Star, who originated from Kentucky State University. Mr. Griffey established Solar Records and signed them in 1978. Their album, Planetary Invasion, were certified platinum, making the top 20 and the number one spot on the R&B chart with his first single, Operator. The song remains the band's only Hot 100 top 40 hit.
Please hang that phone up.
Emotions are a family group from Chicago, originally consisting of three sisters, Wanda Hutchinson, Sheila Hutchinson, and Jeanette Hutchinson. They were already successful when they hooked up with Maurice White and Earth, Wind & Fire. Flowers was the third album released by the group on the Columbia label in 1976, and it peaked at number 5 on the R&B albums chart. My name is Dee Dwayne, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix.
Just a little. Have you ever
Now, here comes some stuff you probably didn't need to know, and you probably won't think it's true. Let me kick, "That's a Fact, Jack."
That's the fact, Jack!
That's a fact, Jack!
Now, check out these five facts, all of which are true. Number one, an earthquake on December 16th, 1811, sent the Mississippi River flowing backwards. Can you believe that? Wow. Number two, we now know more about space than we do our oceans. I can believe that. Number three, you burn 26 calories in a 1 minute kiss. Let's lose some weight, baby. You can use that as a pickup line the next time you're at the gym, okay? Number four, a used aluminum can is recycled and back on the grocery shelf as a new can in as little as 60 days. Can you believe that? Wow. And number five, the tooth is the only part of the human body that cannot repair itself. Let's get back to the gumbo. The next ingredient in the mix is a jazz drummer, composer, arranger, and producer who has led some influential jazz and R&B groups throughout his career. Norman Connors became interested in jazz as a child when he began to play drums. He turned his focus more on R&B material in the mid-1970s after signing with Buddha Records. Norman Conner scored several hits with songs featuring guest vocalists such as Michael Henderson, Gene Karn, and Phyllis Hyman. The most successful of these was You Are My Starship, which features Michael Henderson in 1976, and it reached the number 4 spot on the R&B chart. About Detroit musically, you just have to think about Motown Records. From the east side of Detroit, the DeBarge family were born and raised on a variety of music. They later relocated to Grand Rapids, Michigan and signed with Motown in the late 1970s. The band had a string of hits in the early to mid 1980s, including All This Love, which went all the way to number one on the Adult Contemporary chart. You're listening to The Gumbo Mix right here on thehot12.com.
I had some problems and no one could seem to solve them, but you found the answer. You told me to take this chance.
My name is Dee DeWayne, and I want to thank you for joining me for some gumbo. It's always chunky and most definitely funky. The Gumbo Mix is produced by Melody Productions, as we encourage you to join us again. Bring all your folks and friends in for some too. We'd love to hear from you, so click that Contact Us button on this website and drop us a line. Thanks again for listening to The Gumbo Mix.